from Decrypt Media. This is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, FTX's collapse was inevitable, and we knew this from May. Coming up on the Decrypt Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th, 2022. And I want to just apologize that I have been very, spastic the past couple of days or the past couple of weeks with the show and when they're coming out. Yesterday was totally unplanned. I thought I had an afternoon flight. Actually, it was a morning flight. Totally off the hinges when it comes to my schedule after the election. So I apologize. Woke up in the morning. The airport was crazy. Flight was delayed, sitting on the tarmac for hours. The airport, when we arrived in Fort Lauderdale, I'm down here seeing my dad for Thanksgiving. It was packed. There was no way to even get to my Airbnb, which is up in Delray Beach, because the freeway was packed. And so there's just no way to put out a show yesterday. So I want to say I apologize. I'm not usually like this. I'm not usually just not making shows and not letting anybody know that I won't do it or letting know my schedule. So I just want to say again, I apologize about this, and we will get more consistent as December comes, because I'll be actually at home with a little more stability than bouncing around doing elections and so on and so forth. So tomorrow we will have a show. Hopefully we'll also get one on Saturday, but we'll get more normal and we'll get back to our schedule. These past couple weeks have been a little bit crazy. Want to say thank you very much to whoever wrote that a great comment on Apple Podcasts from Perkins, Georgia. Solid, real information in short format. Thank you very much. And I'm using my travel mic, so if the sound sounds different, then that is exactly why. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
The time right now is 7:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time over in Florida. We have Bitcoin sitting at $16,527. It's the same in 24 hours, but since we didn't do a show yesterday, we don't know if that's up or really down. It is down 0.2% in 7 days, though. Ethereum's at $1,197, up 2.3%. Tether's number 3. Binance is number 4 at $298. It's up 11.7% in 7 days, even in 24, but wowzers. And USDC is number 5, rounding off the top 10. We have BUSD, XRP, Cardano, Doge, and Matic. Just want to let you know, Litecoin is also on a move. It's at $77.21. It's up 31% in 7 days. Happy to see Litecoin move. Now, there's a couple of things that might be causing some price movement within the crypto space, the stock market. The Federal Reserve came out with minutes from its November meeting, and they're talking that the Fed might make smaller interest rate increases moving forward. And so we saw that the stock market and the crypto market went up. People are saying it's because of this news. Again, I'm always skeptical of people knowing reasons why of price movement, but there's a reason. And looking outside of just crypto, let's look at NFTs. A Golden Fur Bored Ape Yacht Club just sold for $927,000, or 800F. But the floor price of Bored Ape Yacht Club is down. Its peak for floor Bored Apes was around $429,000, or 152F. Right now, the floor is around $69,000, or 60F. So I don't know if you think that the future of Bored Ape Yacht Club is bright, but if you're going to pick up a Bored Ape, maybe pick one up today. Not financial advice. However, with the IP and controlling your IP and what some people are doing with their Bored Ape when it comes to restaurants and franchises and clothes and so on and so forth, I still think it's pretty cool. Moving into our headlines today, it's mostly FTX related. We still get more and more news. I told you this is going to be a long burn, a slow burn story. I think that's a better way to put it. A slow burn story. We're going to be talking about this for months. And actually, there's some things that came up that might make it. We're going to be talking about this thing for years. I'll get into that in a minute. Falling crypto exchange FTX was quite likely doomed months ago once Terra Luna went up in flames, and this is according to Glassnode. In its latest report, the blockchain data firm said FTX's digital asset reserves dropped massively following Terra's crash in May. They said, in quote, cracks had formed as far back as May and June, pointing to FTX's Bitcoin reserves and how they plummeted. They added, as claims of Alameda misappropriating customer deposits come to light, this indicates the Alameda FTX entity may have in fact experienced severe balance sheet impairment in May-June following the collapse of Luna, Three Arrows Capital, and other lenders. Glassnode noted that tracking the exchange reserves on FTX is difficult because the company used a relatively complex peeling chain system for the Bitcoin reserves. In more FTX news, Binance's founder and CEO, CZ Zhao, said that the firm is looking to create a rescue fund that will initially have around $1 billion to dole out as it steps into the role of industry white knight. CZ Zhao said that the fund would have a loose structure and would be publicly visible on the blockchain, with other industry players also able to contribute. He promised more details will be published in a Binance blog and that the fund would get up and running as soon as possible. He said this, the industry needs saving now, not in 2023. In more FTX news, I told you we're going to have a lot today. Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer took both FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried and the SEC's commissioner Gary Gensler to task for the collapse of FTX and the resulting fallout. He said this, in quote, this is not just a failure of FTX, it's a failure of centralized finance and a failure of Sam Bankman-Fried. FTX as a failure of business ethics, government oversight, and regulatory procedures, and he's pointing to a March 23rd meeting with Sam Bankman-Fried and Gary Gensler. They were working with Sam Bankman-Fried, talk about the SEC, and others to give them special treatment from the SEC that others weren't getting. Tom Emmer continued to say, this is about centralized finance, which needs to be brought under regulatory umbrella, and Gary Gensler has done nothing to make that happen. Decentralized finance is not what it's about. It's not about the crypto industry. This is about Sam Bankman-Fried and regulators. Tom Emmer's on a roll, ain't he? Well, he continues to say, we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to understand why Gary Gensler and the SEC are not doing their job. We need to understand how this was allowed to get to the point where people's savings are getting hurt. Now, here's my comment really quick. As you can see, both sides. Now, Tom Emmer is nowhere near a moderate Republican, and we have Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, which is nowhere near a moderate Democrat, and we have someone who is nowhere near a moderate Republican, both coming to the table saying, we need to figure out centralized finance. We need to figure out CeFi. We need to figure out the crypto space in terms of regulations, the SEC, the CFTC, and so on and so forth, and how this should protect users. And so it looks as though we have a bipartisan commission of understanding that there is a problem here. What do you think of this? Do you think this is a time where bipartisanship is going to come to the table, sit down and make regulations that actually work for everyone? Or do you think that we're going to have regulation totally corrupted or totally hijacked by one side, one party, either the left or the right, to make their agenda go through? What do you think? Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. But you think we're done with FTX news? No, we are not. Business Insider, they have been making rumors and alleging that SBF owns a $100 million stake in Elon Musk's Twitter. Elon Musk had to come to Twitter and say, false. Which, if this is 100% false, it's crazy that Business Insider is allowed to write that without any repercussions. Anyway, we'll see what happens with this. And the final FTX news. And I want your opinion on this. I want to know what you really think of like this whole trend of, and I'll tell you the news in a minute, but this whole trend, ethical, non-ethical, does it have nothing to do with ethics? I think it kind of does. I think that there's like slippery slope to these kind of practices. Let me know. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Amazon has just ordered a miniseries based on the collapse of crypto exchange FTX, helmed by Joe and Anthony Russo, the directors of Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, as well as Netflix's new movie, The Gray Man, which I just downloaded and will watch on the plane on the way home. They described the FTX collapse as one of the most brazen frauds ever committed, and they looked at Sam Bankman-Fried as an extremely mysterious figure with a complex and potentially dangerous motivation. Now again, like I said, this is ethics, slippery slope, maybe a bad kind of precedent to be setting because the entertainment industry has already produced several works focusing on troubled entrepreneurs and companies. Theranos, as we know, they already portrayed Elizabeth Holmes in a movie. Elizabeth Holmes was just sentenced to 11 years in prison for fraud. And this was on Hulu, and it was called The Dropout. Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway played the WeWork founders, Adam and Rebecca Newman, in Apple's We Crashed. And according to a report from The Hollywood Reporter, Apple is closing in on a deal for the rights to Michael Lewis's book on FTX. And remember, Lewis is the author of The Big Short, Moneyball, and Flash Boys. And he spent 6 months traveling with SBF for the book. So I guess, what do you think? What do you think about all this? It's like they're getting rewarded to live in infamy for fraud, for just poor business practices. Okay, I will say The Big Short was kind of an education tool about what happened and explained it very clearly how this happened in simple terms and how the banks really just kind of like manipulated everything. So the population got smarter because of this, more educated because of this. And it was a damn good movie. Moneyball was a great movie. I just watched it actually a couple months ago. But do you think that this is a good trend? Or it's both a good trend, an education tool, and unethical? Or it has nothing to do with ethics? But it's kind of like this trend where somebody does something so crazy in the news or something so crazy in business, next thing you know, they have a movie of them. And I don't know if that's a good precedent to make. Let me know what you think. MatthewEarn@crypt.co. And finally, New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed a 2-year moratorium on new permits for proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining operations that rely on carbon-based fuel to power their activities. The law will prohibit environmental conservation law permits from being issued for 2 years to proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining operations that are operated through electric generation facilities that use carbon-based fuel, the memo reads. This law was approved by the New York State Assembly back in April and passed by the Senate in June, and so it's been sitting on her desk, obviously, until after the elections. People are saying it's a key step for New York as we work to address the global climate crisis and to ensure that New York continues to be the center of financial innovation while taking important steps to prioritize the protection of our environment. Zafra CEO Ryan Brienza said, "Hard to say if this will be the only regulation or if now they will try to push more through to push the industry like they have been doing with many other industries in the state over the past decades." So, by the way, what uses proof-of-work mechanisms? Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Zcash, Monero, Ethereum Classic, and there's more. But anyway, that's a lot of cryptocurrencies right there. And so, here's another way to look at this. Why Bitcoin? Why mining? And I just don't understand why it's like you're just cherry-picking that one. And my biggest thing when it comes to environment and protecting the environment is like plastics. Look, 500 billion plastic bottles are used this year. The average person uses 156 plastic bottles each year. 60 million plastic bottles are thrown away each day in America. 35 billion empty water bottles are thrown away in the U.S. each year, with only 12% being recycled. Now, I'm staying at an Airbnb. They have K-cups. I hate these things. I use a French press, but I'm traveling, so this is the coffee I have at home, waking up to do the podcast, so I use them. Kind of hypocritical. I know. 13 billion K-cups are used every year. What about plastic bags? 5 trillion plastic bags are produced every year, and about 500 billion of those are used. More than 1 million bags are used every minute. In the United States alone, 100 billion plastic bags are used by customers. And just to make those 100 billion plastic bags, uses 12 million barrels of oil. So, like... if we really want to look at the environment, if we really want to look at like how to really protect not only animals, but, you know, cut down on using fossil fuels and waste and just, you know, microplastics, our health, our, the health of the food that we eat, you know, this whole food chain thing, like there's the big thing right there. It's like staring us right in the face, plastics. And it's like nobody tackles like the real like in your face issues. They're chasing Bitcoin mining. Am I wrong with this? Or do we have to walk and chew gum at the same time? What do you think? MatthewEarn@decrypt.co. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer, and I hope all of you have a great Thanksgiving, great turkey. Let me know how it was. Send me pictures of the spread, and I'll see you tomorrow. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.